Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday to you. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Get to give the old pipes a little rest. No game last night, but I will be cranking those pipes up tonight real good, maybe for the last time ever, out at Pechanga Arena, San Diego, as I will be hanging them up after this one, Benjamin, and for the San Diego Seals tonight, and excited for the game tonight. My family's coming. It's very special night, as this will be my last game doing PA for the Seals, and just wanted to thank them again for coming in yesterday and giving me an opportunity these last 6 years. It's been a lot of fun. My voice is going to thank me, though. It really will, because I really shred it during those games.
So I didn't see you yesterday. I went to Pechanga Arena to do a story for Channel 10 on the Seals, following up. Saw Patrick Merrill again, and they were doing the team picture with all the staff and everyone. They were putting chairs out onto the field.
Yeah.
And I figured, well, Woodsy should be here. Uh-uh. He's part of the team. He should be in the team picture.
I've never done one of those before.
No.
Never been asked to. Probably wouldn't go.
Just like when you were in elementary school. Remember picture day?
I hated it.
You had your individual pictures, yep, and then you had to do the class picture with everybody else.
Yeah. I do remember picture day at school, but no, I mean, it's, yes, I work for the team, but I'm not part of said, I've never done the picture with the with the company and all that. But yeah, man, my throat thanks me, because I, after those games, is like, it's just like I drive home and I'm like, all right, maybe that wasn't super smart. I don't know how like metal singers do it on a night. Like, I don't know how Chino from Deftones does a tour. I'd be like, yeah, I'll do a tour. We'll do 4 dates with 3 weeks separating each date, because how he screams is like, obviously you train yourself. But, you know, I'm only doing it every month or so. And just, let's go, make some noise. Like, it is just bananas. But, so that's tonight. I will be a crying mess, I'm sure, because that's who I am. I'm Woodsy, by the way. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Good morning to you, Benjamin.
Good morning. I've never had a vocal regimen. Some people in television do.
Yeah.
Some exercises,
sure,
some training. They do a lot of tea or lemon and honey or whatever. Not just when you're sick, but they do it on
every day,
on regular days.
Yeah.
And obviously singers, people like Adele and Celine Dion are famous for their their vocal training regimens that they go through, but I've never really taken care of the pipes.
Yeah, I don't know how much exertion. You know, I mean, you have to sit, like you anchored the other day. You had to talk for a lot. That's a long day.
There was a lot of talking.
And you're a little bit gassed after it, and your throat's a little bit cashed after. I do a little vocal warm-up. We've played it on the air before. I do like the lip roll arpeggio, like I go like. And I go, ma, 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 ma. Ma 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 ma, and I do that.
Come on, Ben, your turn.
I start it every time. I have this my system for going to a Seals game is I get in my car and I drive until, you know, what's the exit to go to like PB off the fives?
Garnett.
Well, yeah, is that the exit?
Yeah.
So I listen to like loud pump up music till I get there. And the minute I hit that exit, which is usually backed up with 40 minutes of traffic, I start my vocal warm-ups. And then I get inside.
You go past Claremont,
uh-huh.
And then you get to Rosecrans, and you get off for the Pechanga Arena.
That's right. So I do my vocal warm-ups really until I get really close to Pechanga. Then I go back to loud music to get me fired up before I walk in the door. And then I go inside. Sometimes I eat, sometimes I don't, but what I will always grab is one bag of Lay's plain potato chips because they have...
That seems like the worst choice.
It's the best choice.
Why?
It has a special coating on the chips that coats your throat.
A little oily coating?
Yeah, and don't get sour cream and onion, don't get barbecue. It's got to be the plain yellow bag Lay's. It's got a little bit of oil in it, and you eat them and your throat is coated. So then I go...
The dust of the flavor.
Correct. Got it. Okay, so then I go get my... yeah, it's like a throat coat, essentially. And then I'm ready to go. I go in and I go over my script and, you know, fix the spelling errors and stuff that are in there. And oftentimes they'll have last week's opponent, you know, like, all right, make some noise against the Saskatchewan Rush. And I've had to be like, never mind, it's the Albany Firewolves because I didn't catch it. It's really... So I really have to... I really have to go through it. So I do that, and then the game starts, and it's nonstop action until it ends. And then usually you have to hold my pee-pee about halfway through the first, because I always have to go potty halfway through the first. And
Wait until halftime.
Yeah, I can't go anywhere. You'll see me rocket out of the penalty box at halftime and clench as I'm walking very fast to go number one. But, yes, so... Landshark says, maybe a spoon of honey. Yeah, you could do that too, but honey is very sticky, and I don't want to bring a sticky little honey bear in my bag along with a sticky spoon. So I just
feel
stick
like
with
if you
the
could
Lay's.
Choose potato chips or a spoonful of honey.
I'm taking the chips.
Who's not going to choose potato chips in that scenario?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody. Yes, I am the throat goat, Carlos. Thank you very much.
Polly, save that.
Yeah, save that, Polly. I am the throat goat. Anyway, no game last night. This Thursday night off bit is not making me very happy right now. Oh, and everyone else in my life. I must have gotten 7 texts from people yesterday going, this sucks. Like, what are we going to do? Like, what are we doing tonight without the Padres? Has this always been this way?
I don't know. I feel a certain sense of calmness. When your team has the best record in the league, I know an off day, you can just sit there and go, I know we'll still have the best record in the league at the end of the night as well.
I go the opposite way.
There's no risk. Just let it enjoy it for 48 hours before there's another game.
I go the opposite way in that my team is so good, all I want to do is watch them. I just want to watch them play, and I want them to stay hot. And I feel like any little... break in the action. I feel like they have to reset the whole thing. All right, let's get remotivated. Like, I like a good long 18 games in a row before a day off. I mean, really, it's a part of my night. And then, of course, you know, doing the radio show. Well, yeah, you want a kick-ass game to come in and talk about. So, look, if we were 3-15, I'd be like, thank God there's an off day. Thank God. But no, I want to come in and talk about this team every day. So, you know, you had the night off last night. There's a little bit of relaxing to it. You can go to sleep a little bit earlier. I know I did. But what did you guys watch last night on the off night?
Had a couple of episodes of White Lotus.
Okay. What season?
I finished season 2.
So good.
It was really good. Really good. Yeah. So we'll start season 3, kind of get caught up, hopefully by the end of the weekend.
Good.
With everybody else. And then watched Hacks, came out on Thursday night. Fantastic.
Good.
Really good show. 3 episodes into the new season. And that's about it.
Let's see. I got home.
I was following some baseball games.
We ate dinner pretty late at like 8:30, and my son and I watched an old episode of Chopped while we ate dinner.
What did you have for dinner?
I had a bowl from Kebab Shop.
Big Kebab Shop.
Yeah. Chicken, rice, romaine lettuce, and then a lot of the green sauce I like to put in there. Okay. And that's what we had for dinner last night.
And then you watched Chopped?
No, just while we ate.
What is it? Is it a cooking show?
That's a cooking show, yeah, where they have the four.
Is it Emeril Lagasse?
No. Ted Allen hosts, and you've got four chefs, and they get each a basket. There's 3 rounds, and each basket has mystery ingredients that are really like weird, like tough to put together, like can of maraschino cherries and asparagus and salmon.
Yeah.
And
ooh, I think I could
honey.
I think I could make some magic with that combo.
And sometimes they do, and sometimes it turns into a disaster, and whoever has the worst dish according to the judges gets chopped at the end of the round, and then the 3 judges move on to the main course, and then
they chop them in half
from the competition. On the chopping block.
Okay.
At the end, you're left with the one that wins the $10,000 prize.
Okay.
There's like probably 1,000 episodes of it over the last 15 years, and we always enjoy. We pick, before they even start, they introduce the chefs, and then sight unseen, we just have to we gamble, and we pick one of the chefs, and then that's the guy we root for.
You go for.
And they think, okay, I'm going with this one
today.
How
do you pick it? By sight?
They do a quick bio, like what kind of restaurant they own or work at, or what kind of some awards they've won. And I go, oh, I'll go with her, or no, I'll go with this guy.
I bet you did. I bet you did.
I'd
like to see your picks.
You thought you had a sense of the ones that are going to do well.
I bet you do. I've never seen Chopped. I don't watch cooking shows, but everyone in the chat is saying it's an incredible show. That does sound, as far as a cooking show, up my alley, kind of trying to make something out of nothing, much like we do on this show for 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. We are handed a basket of garbage, and we have to figure out how can we make this palpable for all these people listening. So I actually feel like I would dominate on Radio Chopped. If it was a Chopped in the radio, all right, Woodsy, here's your topics. Go get it. I'll be like, all right, I'll do this. That's a fun bit, actually. But no, I feel like we do that every single day. I think I would get under the bright lights and be like, I'm murdering all of you guys today. Like, you guys are all dead. We've been doing this in San Diego. We do 20 hours a week of fresh content. So I think I got it.
All right, Woods, your basket is Cleveland Browns draft prospects. You've got the NBA first round playoff matchup between the Clippers and Nuggets, plus future MLB collective bargaining talks.
Oh,
here's your segment.
I rescind my statement, man. I rescind it. I did watch Draft Day yesterday afternoon, so I could talk about some Cleveland Browns football. You know, it was a risk not taking Bo Callahan. It was, but Bo Callahan is supposed to be the next big thing. That movie is fine. It's absolutely fine. I watched that yesterday.
I'm sure the director of the movie feels very good of your review. That movie is absolutely fine.
It's absolutely fine. And then Taylor went to spend the night with his Gaga last night, his grandmother, because he doesn't have school today because it's Good Friday. Happy Good Friday, everybody. Just average Friday for us, but Good Friday for you guys. And so he went
to pretty good Friday.
It's pretty good Friday. We have a pretty good show today, actually. Really good show. But so he was gone. So I asked Bo, I said, what do you want to watch tonight? He goes, The Fugitive. And I said, okay, done.
Good call.
And so we put The Fugitive. I cover his eyes, like when she's getting killed at the beginning, because it's pretty scary, actually. So I cover his eyes for that. And then when they start to look for, Dr. Richard Kimball, He's all into it.
That she was dying, but I mean, when she really throws her husband over the bus, Richard's trying to kill me,
and then scratches him and has the skin under her nails.
I mean, she really really sends him up the river. I know accidentally, but yeah, man.
It was really, it's a tough watch, man. You think, like, man, I hope I never get falsely. I told you, it's like one of my greatest fears, getting falsely accused of something and having to go to prison.
I mean, Richard's probably going, yeah, I mean, the evidence looks really, really bad against me. I know I didn't do it, but I'm totally getting convicted on this one.
I'm taking the fall here. And, but yeah, there's, you know, there's a lot of holes in the fugitive, to be honest with you. There's a lot of holes. He has no money, right? He sees his buddy. It's on Lower Wacker in Chicago. His buddy pulls out of his tennis club and he meets him at the car and he's like, I need some money. Give me whatever you have. And he's like, oh, yeah. And so he gives him like a couple of bills, like at most. Well, then the next scene, he's renting an apartment. I'm like, what kind of apartment are you renting for like $30?
It was the bottom room of a drug dealer's house in a really poor neighborhood. And this was it was probably like $300 a month.
There's no way. It's Chicago. There's no way.
This was a while ago. And it was a bad neighborhood. Okay. Let's be honest.
So here's the other one. He goes to see the one guy that's in jail with the prosthetic.
Yeah.
Clive is his name.
Clive Drexel.
Clive Drexel. What ID does he use? Because he has to show.
He made a fake ID.
But he made a fake hospital ID.
That's
Did he
true.
Make a fake license,
that's
too?
That's possible.
So,
that's a good point.
There's a lot of holes in it.
I think the only thing that bothers me is I think they could have done without the jumping off the dam scene.
I love the jumping off the dam.
You do?
Bo and I talked about it last night. Bo said, Dad, how does he...
I don't think there's any chance you survive that.
Bo said, how does he live? And I said, man, I'll tell you what. I said, the fact that he dives off into the flow of the water is probably what saved him. It kind of slowed the momentum of falling down. That's just my theory. And I said, Bo, he was faced with... So here's his options in that moment. They're about to cuff me and take me back to jail. I'm not getting a retrial here. I'm going to get cuffed and taken back to prison...
I get why he jumped. I just don't believe that he could have survived.
So the risk reward is if I die, I know I didn't do anything wrong. If I live, I'm still in the fight. And it was a cliff dive. It was a cliff dive, and he dove into that heavy stream.
Yeah, that's true.
It was really smart.
Right, that's true.
But I don't know how shallow that dam. It's feet.
It's a little
like
river down
dead.
There. I mean, I just don't think that. I just feel like it is really a. Very, very, almost, I mean, they said, there's no way he survives that. But.
Jeff says he took the 300 that his buddy gave him. He used the code Woods on Underdog. He turned that drug den rent, he turned it into drug den rent money.
He's this very smart guy. He found other ways to probably pick up
smart.
A few bucks here and there.
He was so smart. It's such a brilliant, brilliant film. It's a brilliant film. Tommy Lee Jones is unbelievable. He's one of my favorite actors. And we actually had a really nice night watching that. Hannah passed out, and Bo and I watched The Fugitive on a Thursday night. So, but I did miss our Padres.
That's okay. No game to talk about.
Yes,
but,
I am the throat goat.
We did... We did put together what I think is going
to
be.
That's a one seed.
That's a one seed for sure.
I think we put together what is going to be an enjoyable program for you this morning. We'll set the menu with some special guests. I'm looking forward to all of them this morning. I'll let you know what's coming up on the show. First, Kelly's got some traffic, and we will be off and running on a Friday. We've made it to the end of the week here, Tier 1s on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, listen, you know, every throat goat needs to make sure that he is drinking the best possible water. And I know that I do that every single day because we have the EcoWater system in our home. And last night was one of those. I filled up my water bottle with this. I was so tired. I just filled it up with the sink water in my bathroom, which I've never done before. But you can do it with EcoWater. I do it for my kids all the time. It's the best water you can have. It is it's soft water, no more hard water in our home. It's much better for you. If you want an upgrade, EcoWater's alkaline filters, they take hydration to the next level. Again, we've got the unit in our home. Soft, purified water, total game changer. Skin feels great. Coffee tastes even better. We're cooking in it. Our kids are bathing in it. We know that we have the best water in our home. And clean water deserves clean air. At EcoWater SoCal, they have state-of-the-art air purification. Removes 99.99% of pollutants. We've got pure water, fresh air, and a happy family. All thanks to EcoWater SoCal. So get your free in-home water test today by calling 760-350-3338 or visit EcoWaterSoCal.com. Try the soft life and alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. Make sure to tell them Woodsy sent you. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com. True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I mean, want to get to the big news from yesterday right away, Woods. The Rockies fired their hitting coach, Henley Mullins, so saving their season by bringing back old manager Clint Hurdle. I'm sure that'll make a huge difference for a team that is already 8.5 games out of fourth place after just 18 games.
That's tough, man.
In the season.
Tough, tough year.
It is. When I think about how happy I am with the Padres' start, part of that is always couched in, how bummed must you be if you're a Colorado Rockies fan?
Well, at least you got the Broncos, you know? Honestly.
The draft, you're all in on the draft. I mean, baseball season's over.
Yeah, baseball season's over.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
It was over before it started.
It was. But you knew you weren't going to be great, but you also didn't know that the other four teams in your division were going to be so good that you're going to be so buried in last place.
Yeah.
3 weeks into the season.
You knew. No, you knew.
Not 3 weeks into the season.
Oh,
you could
have
gotten off to an okay start and been hovering around 500 for a few days.
Like 3-4 days.
Maybe.
2-2 was like an hey, this is the best we're going to get, you know, with the Colorado Rockies this year. Yeah, they got the Avalanche. They're good. They're fine. They got the Nuggets in the playoffs. Trust me. I don't even think they're sweating it a little bit. I mean, the hardcore Rocky fan is
spring football for Colorado Buffaloes.
Yeah, 100%, man. There's so much to do in Denver. Like, there's so many other things to think about. They went into this season with no expectations, and you know, but I promise you, they're excited about Dollander. They're excited about some of their young kids that they have. They're used to Chris Bryant being on the IL. He went back on the IL last week. Buddy Black, I mean, I don't know how you don't just literally just go through the motions. Just every day, like, yep, I'm hitting off the tee, getting my grounders, going to go out and play the game, and That's it. I mean, I get my money and call it a day. Try to get the hell out of here when I'm done.
It wasn't that long ago that the Padres were the organization that randomly blamed their hitting coach for all the failures and fired him as though it was is going to make any difference whatsoever. I'm sure Henley Mullins is thinking, yeah, I'm the problem here. Yep. Yeah, that's of course, you know, I'm the big problem here in Colorado. Good luck, guys. You know, enjoy the season. Hopefully he had a guaranteed contract for the year and still gets paid out because, that's a rough start to the season.
He was one of the guys in my youth where I would hoard his baseball cards because Hensley Bam Bam Mullins was supposed to be the next big thing on the New York Yankees, and he was supposed to be it. And I can remember my dad and I, actively like, oh, I got a Bam Bam. I got another Bam Bam, Dad. You know, put it in the safe with the rest of them. It's worth like a nickel, maybe now. But listen, also not he. I think he did a decent job for the Giants. I think he was their hitting coach for a while too. But yeah, you know, listen, different voice. Clint Hurdle is in definitely an old voice for the Colorado Rockies. But you never know. Maybe he can tweak some things and get guys back to hitting. But I don't think it's gonna, you know, improve their place in the standings. And I think all the credit for that goes to the other four teams in the division, too. I mean, the other four teams in the division are looking very strong.
Yeah, we'll talk about some of the other games in the NL West, but we'll start this morning coming up next by looking ahead to this series against the Houston Astros. And who better to talk a little Houston Astros baseball with than our friend Jeff Blum, former Padre, Astros TV broadcaster, and all-around good guy, father of triplets.
Always
enjoy talking to Blummer, and he's actually going to join us early here in our 6:30 segment coming up in just a couple of minutes. So we'll preview the Padres series coming up, and then in our 7 o'clock hour, if you missed the announcement yesterday, going to be a regular part of the program on Fridays during SDFC season, one of their voices, and of course, legendary San Diego radio voice Darren Smith is going to be with us, get his thoughts, of course, on the Padres and everything that's going on in the world of sports. We're happy to give him that platform. You know, while he is not doing a daily show, seems like people will want to know what Darren has to say about things going on in the world. So we got Darren set up on Fridays, and then it is a Friar Friday and a Manager's Report Friday. And stay tuned at 9 o'clock for our Manager's Report with Mike Schilt.
How you doing?
Hey,
from Houston, refreshed by Eco Water SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. Eco Water SoCal, keeping it soft since 1920. We'll see how Mike Schilt is doing as they start second road trip. Now the first road trip was okay, 3-3. Nothing like the Padres have played at home so far this season, where they're 12-1. So we'll see how Mike Schilt's doing as they get ready to start this weekend series at, it's not Minute Maid Park anymore, is it? What they changed the name of it, I believe, and I can't remember what it is called now. I'm going to look it up because I want to get it right. It is now Daikin Park.
Daikin Park.
Daikin Park in Houston for three games this weekend. We can talk with Jeff Blum, though, about the Astros, what they're looking like, minus a couple of superstars, but still, obviously, some very dangerous players on that team and what the pitching matchups are looking like. And we will get into that coming up next. Of course, all of our regular features as well on a Friday leading up to 10 o'clock with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Yeah, with the team out of town, though, the weekend coming up, if you're looking for something fun to do, Woods and I absolutely, wholeheartedly recommend, if you have any interest in playing California-style blackjack, Texas Hold'em, Pai Gow Poker, or Baccarat, make that trip to 7 Mile Casino. You will not be disappointed, Woods.
Would you call it a full-throated endorsement?
A full-throated, yes.
That's the
throat goat over there.
That's right. That's right. Listen, smoke-free environment in there. No slot machines in there. If slot machines are your thing, that's all right. That's no problem. But if cards, if that's your game, that's the place for you. They'll take your high limit action there as well. Take care of you. They got Pai Gow, they got Baccarat, they got Texas Hold'em, and of course, my beloved California style blackjack.
And while you're there, you can get a great meal at Sammy's at 7 Mile. And this weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., the award winning brunch, best in the South County. It's right there. How about brunch on the patio, overlooking San Diego Bay with the great view, the great atmosphere. It is very comfortable. It's just a great spot. Check it out this weekend.
Yeah, 7 minutes from downtown, my friends.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
I wish we had more excuses to get Jeff Blum on the phone. Yeah. The Padres only play the Astros once a year, but I'm glad we were able to set this one up today. Blummer is standing by. We'll talk about the series coming up. Padres, Astros, first game this evening, 5:10 p.m., and we'll do that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. And we're joined right now by former big leaguer, ex-Padre, and now Astros television broadcaster, Jeff Blum, back with us here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Blummer, good morning. It is always good to speak with you.
I feel the exact same way. Always appreciate the opportunity to get back on in San Diego. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure, Blummer, man. Baseball season back, probably a little uneven right now for your Stros. Is this kind of what you expected, or did you expect maybe a little bit hotter start?
I mean, the hope is always for a hotter start, but we kind of knew going into spring training with all of, everything that happened over the offseason with the trading of Kyle Tucker and then, Alex Bregman finding that contract in Boston. There was a lot of uncertainty going into spring training, and then you find out you've got Isak Paredes at third base, and you've got Christian Walker at first base, and you lost a right fielder who has been replaced by a 22-year-old phenom who came over in the trade. So it's a lot of there was a lot of hope in spring training because you saw flashes of what could be, but the first couple of weeks have not shown that these guys have found their footing yet, so to speak. There's a couple of guys in that lineup that really need to start stepping it up, I believe.
Well, I think one of them is probably Christian Walker right now, who is just, I mean, we saw him so much with the D-backs. And I don't know what his numbers are against the Padres. I feel like they're very, very, very good. New league, new team, all of that. I couldn't be super worried about Christian Walker. I think he's such a good player, but I'm sitting there looking at your lineup on paper and I'm like, oh yeah, that's still pretty nasty if, we don't play games on paper, and we know that well in San Diego, Blummer. But, if those guys get going, I'd say one through seven has the potential to be really, really good.
No, I completely agree, and that's kind of how we, we're not trying to sell the team, but we're definitely trying to give the idea that we've still got depth in this lineup. And if you go on, like you said, if you go on numbers of the past and what potentially could happen with this lineup, you would assume that 1 through 6 would be very good, if not 7, if you had some guys step up. But I think it's kind of interesting that Christian Walker has come over. He's got the track record. He's in a position in a lineup where maybe the expectation isn't for him to be that run producer or that superstar that's going to carry the lineup. So I was kind of hoping for a little more comfort for him, knowing that he was just going to be a guy and continue to be Christian Walker. But he's seen some tough pitches. He's had some tough at-bats, and the production just isn't there. And there's another guy in the lineup, Yiner Diaz, for me, who hit .299 last year as a catcher, who we saw one game where he completely went off, grand slam, 5 RBIs, and we're like, oh, he's back, and then just kind of settles back into being a 120 hitter. So those are the two guys in the lineup. I feel like if they were hitting 200, 250, the Astros record would be a little bit different, but the potential's there. I know it's early in April, but we're still kind of hoping that these guys can figure it out quicker than later.
Jeff, let's talk a little bit about the pitching. Padres catching a break, I think, in dodging Hunter Brown, and also going to miss Tarek Skubal when they go to Detroit on this road trip as well. So
nice. That's living right.
Good for you guys.
Kind of living right on a six-gamer when you don't have to face either of those guys. But they will get Framber Valdez on Sunday for ESPN Sunday Night Baseball. He's not off to the hottest start, and I don't know much about tonight's starter. And, Ryan, is it Gusto or Gusto?
Gusto.
Gusto. What can you tell me about your starting pitching here right now?
Well, you're right about Framber. If you look at his, his games this season, he was excellent, pitched terrible, excellent, pitched terrible. So I'm hoping that he, after pitching a poor game in St. Louis, that he turns around and pitches an excellent game against the San Diego Padres. But that's going to be a tough feat because the offensive production that the Padres have been able to put out so far this year. But hopefully he's up to it. It's a walk year for Fromber, so I think that there's a lot going inside that heart and mind of Fromber Valdez, and I think that he's just got to get back to who he is with that turbo sinker. There might be a little bit of a mechanical issue with his posture a little bit to create a little more sink on that fastball because his fastball hasn't been that good this year. And I think that'll just make his curveball that much better because that's his bread and butter is the fastball-curveball mix. To the guy tonight is Ryan Gusto. His story is pretty unbelievable, having been cut on his high school team, had a college coach that believed in him, gave him opportunities, and he's been able to make it work out. He was actually scheduled to make his first big league start of game 162 last season, but it eventually got rained out. So he kind of got left at the altar, so to speak.
Gotta wait. Like Moonlight Graham, man. Holy cow.
That's exactly what we were wondering if it was going to be like, if that was the only talk we were going to have of him was during these rain delay breaks, giving updates that, you know, there's a potential for a guy getting a start. But fortunately, he was able to make the team out of spring. And the injury to Spencer Arrighetti, which was a tough break for the Astros, is what allowed Ryan Gusto to get in there. But he's just a grinder. He's not going to light up radar guns. He's going to have to pitch well to get around this lineup.
It's funny, Woods and I were both looking at each other when we were talking about Fromber Valdez.
Yeah.
And going, well, it sounds a lot like our starter on Sunday, Dylan Cease, who's kind of been up and down. He's going into a walk year.
Great stuff. Maybe a little mechanical tweak.
Yeah.
You know, like it's very, very similar.
But it's funny. I've made the point yesterday. I'm sure you've noticed it broadcasting the games. Up, down has been the story of the Astros so far. Since April 2nd, the Astros have alternated wins and losses every single game, which is, I guess it makes it hard, I would think, Jeff, to draw any conclusions about a team about are they playing good or bad? I mean, well, what day of the week is it?
It's very consistent, though.
Hey, yeah, there is one thing to be said for consistency, but there's also one thing to, you know, be living on a yo-yo, which is just, it's terrible to sit in that analyst seat and say, hey, guys, they figured it out. We'll show up tomorrow and see what happens. And all of a sudden, there's an implosion, and they just can't figure it out. And I've got to say, wait till tomorrow, and we hope for the best. But, man, I'm hoping for a little more consistency in the other way. But this stretch that they're on right now, facing some tough teams like the Padres, the Toronto Blue Jays are coming in, they've had their opportunities, and that might be the most frustrating thing if you're trying to read some of the tea leaves on how the season's going to go. Is there was a Seattle Mariners series where they had the lead in every game and they ended up getting swept. And that was kind of frustrating, not just for a fan to watch, but I think it was also frustrating inside that clubhouse. And that might be why there's a little more, you know, intensity and urgency inside that clubhouse creating this up and down type start to the season. So I'm hoping that they catch a couple of breaks, you know, maybe a foul ball ends up being fair with runners in scoring position, or we find an umpire that just has this incredibly generous strike zone with some traffic on the bases that the Astros can kind of go, okay, we got a break, you know, let's move on. Because every time we thought that they were ready to break out, they hit a roadblock the very next day.
Talking to our pal Jeff Blum, who does television for the Houston Astros and former Padre as well. Blummer, forgive me for not knowing this off the top of my head, but is Altuve still, is he still playing left every day for you guys?
Yeah, no, and don't worry about asking that question because I get that question every time. You know, I've been covering Altuve since 2013, and he's been a second baseman for a while. And this spring, we show up, and he's got, he's using, I think, Yordan Alvarez's glove in left field, and he's running around there. And he always puts across this image of being happy and content, doing what's best for the team. But I was really kind of curious myself. You know, what was the impetus behind this move going to left field from second base? And, you know, there was talk about Bregman signing and then moving Isak Paredes to second base, and then that would open up, you know, give Altuve the chance to move to left field. But apparently this is something he wants. And I talked to him yesterday or a couple days ago in St. Louis, and I was like, Poppy, are you doing okay out there? And he goes, I love it. He goes, it's so much easier on my body.
Wow.
He goes, I feel like I'm getting better out there. And he's never going to have the arm that says, don't run on me.
Yeah.
He's going to have to, you know, rely on some athleticism that he still has left at the age of 35. But it's just crazy to think that at the end of last year, if you look at some of the defensive metrics, he was the worst defensive second baseman in the league. And now he's out in the outfield, and I think he's got one or two runs or outs above average in the outfield. And the Astros' overall defense is one of the best in baseball. So you could actually argue that the Astros are better defensively with Jose Altuve in left field, which is crazy. But he's got his glove. He showed it to me. He's got his name on it. It's massive. It looks like it's huge on his hand.
It's, I mean, again, like, kudos to him for doing it. You know, we've moved guys around here, man. Jackson Merrill was a shortstop. Fernando Tatis Jr. was a shortstop and wins a platinum glove. I such a great player. But for me, we talked a lot about it this offseason, and it had to confound you a little bit when you let Kyle Tucker go. Bregman, I guess you could make a case, man, you heart and soul kind of guys from your team, but the Tucker one for me was the one that I just went, oh, no, you can't let that guy get away.
Yeah, and that one actually had a ripple effect if you want to, you know, take it to the extent that, you know, Nolan Arenado came out in an article and said, he nixed a trade coming to Houston, and he basically said, you know, when they traded Kyle Tucker, it left me a little uncomfortable about making the choice to go to Houston. So that's part of the effect of losing Tucker. But I think there were a couple things that were factored into that. And, you know, it's a tough GM move to do something that Dana Brown did like that so early, because you could have waited until, you know, all-star break or the trade deadline and kind of see how things go. But I think with the number one thing was the signing of Juan Soto in New York for, you know, $1 billion or wherever it was. That left a lot of consternation with the GM and the owner, Jim Crane, because Jim Crane is not a guy that's going to give out the 10-15-year contracts. Yep. He's not going to give out the $40 million a year, no matter how well you play or how many jerseys you sell. So that was one of the things. And I think, you know, watching what the Angels did with Shohei Ohtani, just letting him go for nothing and just kind of using him for a year and hoping he would stay around, I don't think worked out. And I think that's what led to that trade. So it was a combination of that example from Shohei not getting anything in return for a superstar player. That's what led to that trade. And right now we've got Cam Smith in right field. I mean, he shows a lot of upside. He's early in his career. But I felt like it was a move, a necessary move at the time, and you could argue both ways it was good and bad, but there was no way they were going to be able to sign it back when, you know, Kyle Tucker's very similar to Juan Soto-type numbers that could garner $400, $500 million.
Talking to Jeff Blum, and I was going to ask Blummer how the kids are doing, but then I realized he had the triplets when he was with the Padres, which was back in like 2005, which means they're not they're adults now. How are the adults doing?
They're doing phenomenal, and I always appreciate you guys asking about that, because that's where, you know, that's where the family started, was down there in San Diego. And my oldest is going, at the end of May, I will have a senior and three juniors in college, and the triplets will actually, like you said, they were born in 2005. So on May 3rd, I'm going to have three 20-year-olds, but they are absolutely thriving down in, I've got three at University of Arkansas. I've got one at LSU, and we're just enjoying the SEC and things like that. But
crazy, man.
Yeah,
Woods and I are both
a good time at it.
Boy dads.
Yeah,
and but we're just like, he's shuddering at the thought of having being a girl dad
to
girls.
I'm shuddering at the thought of having three at one time. I mean, one at one time is really tough. Three years
such an
apart.
Easy route. That's so easy. Come on, well, you got to challenge yourself at some point.
It's a challenge. Boys are challenges early.
Yes.
Girls are challenges late. Is what I understand.
No, I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle of four tuitions and boyfriends.
Oh.
So yeah.
Oh my God.
I know I'm the envy of everybody now.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my whole life, Blummer. That is just
you
got to
do a lot of vetting and asking so a lot of
vetting
questions of the boyfriends.
Saving of money.
And gracious.
Oh my gosh, man.
If any future boyfriends are listening, my brother is an ex-cop.
So okay, good.
Keep that in mind.
All right, we will we'll keep that in mind, and that's incredible, man. What a great catch up we've had this morning, man. Really appreciate it, Blummer.
No, you guys are great. I always appreciate being on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeff Blum, Astros television broadcaster, and yes, father extraordinaire. Four college tuitions at the same time. I mean,
oh my god. Whew.
He did. He did well in his major league career, yeah. But even for a even for an ex big leaguer, that's a big ask right there.
It's not Kyle Tucker money or anything like that. Is you know he just talked about. Holy cow, dude! What do you do?
I don't know.
Dad, I need books. Dad, you put money in my bank. Dad. Your whole life is just like, I don't know, man.
You better be planning really, really well for many years.
The thought of it makes
three
my
weddings
head.
Coming up at some point.
Oh, my God.
Four weddings.
He has four girls?
Yeah, the old, yeah, it's the single and then the three triplets that came right
they're
after.
They're all girls.
They're all girls.
Muddle. That is something else, man. Something else.
Three.
And at one time. Four.
One, two, three.
You want the wedding staggered? You just want to get it all over within one giant year?
Just one.
One wedding. One massive wedding
one
festival.
One giant wedding.
Like the Coachella of weddings.
Yeah, where you like a music festival.
You have four stages in different spots.
Where they...
So they each headline one night. It's a weekend event.
Yeah.
Friday, it's a weekend Saturday, wedding Sunday. Event. Yep.
Yeah, and you want them ideally to marry three other triplets. Three male triplets. And just keep this thing as easy.
We can't have... Four families. We can have two.
Just keep it as easy as possible. How do you manage it, man?
I don't know.
Jay says, imagine three bows at one time. That's easy. Three tailors is the hard part. That would be the really hard part. Bo's pretty. He's pretty low maintenance. He really is. Taylor's not. He's not low maintenance. Not even a little. So I just can't imagine that, man. I cannot imagine the boyfriend thing too. 20, you know, because they all have different. Likes and styles, yeah. And they want to separate themselves. And oh my God, you bring some scumbag like me home to meet Blummer. Just the worst. Just the worst thing I've ever heard. But congratulations, Blummer.
Good insight on the Astros
as well. He's awesome.
Clearly, I mean, you look at, you know, Padres are off to a really hot start. And right now they have how many players with an OPS over 800? A bunch that have gotten off to decent starts this season. The Astros don't have a single player. With an OPS over 800
well,
right now.
Think about this, man. Like, I'm looking at this lineup. So Altuve, Paredes, who has the ability to be a star in this league. Yordan Alvarez, one of the most feared left-handed hitters. Christian Walker. Yainer Diaz, who he said batted almost 300 last year. Jeremy Pena, who was a World Series MVP. Cam Smith, Victor Caratini, and Chaz McCormick playing center, mostly like a glove, I would think a glove first center fielder. But yeah, and then is it their bullpen that's been uneven? It kind of sounds like it when he's talking about dropping those three to Seattle in which they had the lead. But yeah, you don't want that lineup that's really, really talented. You don't want them to get on track this weekend.
Sounds like you want to try to get Ryan Gusto tonight,
yes.
But that is a very right-handed lineup.
Yep.
And Kyle Hart, I mean, that's going to be a challenge for him in the opening game of the series tonight.
Yeah, I think Caratini is the only, and Yordan. And
yeah.
Those are the only two. Caratini's a switch hitter, but
so man. Yeah, Kyle Hart's going to have to dance
just
around a little bit tonight.
Get that soft contact, use your defense, and see what happens. But Padres are actually the underdog tonight, so we'll see what happens.
All right, we'll come back, talk more about the NL West next.